Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the cascade of disasters that has descended upon us lately. Two huge earthquakes in Mexico, multiple Category 5 hurricanes strafing the Caribbean, and Donald Trump addressing the General Assembly at the United Nations. Not what you call boon times for the Western Hemisphere. Taking his act to the UN, the tweeter of the free world trotted out his America First campaign, which is like waving skewers of pork kebabs at a PETA convention wearing a mink coat with pockets full of cottage cheese. Reading off a teleprompter in his patented indoor voice, the former real estate developer announced to the world that if Rocket Man, his cute pet name for Kim Jong-un, doesn't get his act together, North Korea will be totally destroyed. Ostensibly by Benny and the Jets. As you may have noticed, our neophyte commander-in-chief is not big on the spoonful of sugar axiom. He's more of a wave a sledgehammer to push in a thumbtack kind of a guy. Despite receiving death stares that would cauterize a satellite, he then put the rest of the world on notice, including Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, Namibia, Chad, Jeremy, Vincent, Tiny Dancer, and any other entity that might consider crossing him whose name isn't Russia. His lifelong, irrevocable BFF who can do anything they want, except release certain videotapes. Apparently, when they teach the phrase bully pulpit at Trump University, all the emphasis is on the first two syllables. The more we see of Typhoon Donald's foreign policy, the more obvious it becomes that when future generations discuss our current beloved leader, they will most likely develop a custom where they spit on the ground after saying his name. That is, if there are future generations. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.